As the growing season gets underway, more than 450 farmers across Vermont are getting their hemp plants into the ground. There is still some uncertainty around the state and federal rules that regulate hemp, though. As the market for CBD oil grows, there's a lot of anticipation around what a good hemp crop could mean for Vermont's economy. And VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
It's a known risk. You knew the cracks were in it.
The greenhouses here at High Meadows Farm in Westminster are filled with tiny seedlings this time of year. Farm owner Howard Prusak has been growing lavender and basil and rosemary for about 20 years, and he delivers his plants to garden centers and co-ops all over New England. This year, he's got a new product.
All right, we're going to go out to the hemp house.
Okay.
But if you need me, I'll be back.
Prusak has about 5,000 hemp plants ready to go, and he says over the next few weeks he'll be delivering them to farmers across Vermont.
I knew the hemp business was attracting people to get into it. I said, well, they're going to have to get their hemp plants from somebody, so maybe it should be us. Why not? So it's just a beautiful opportunity, at least for this year, and hopefully going forward for small growers.
Hemp and marijuana are in the same family, but hemp does not have THC, the chemical that gets people high when they ingest pot. What hemp does have is cannabidiol, or CBD, which some health advocates say can be used to aid anxiety, muscle relaxation, and as a sleep aid. Vermont has been slowly ramping up its industrial hemp growing infrastructure over the past few years, and last year, the federal government gave its go-ahead for industrial cultivation. Just 2 years ago, there were fewer than 100 people growing hemp in Vermont. This year, about 450 people are registered to grow, working in every county in Vermont. Prusak says the growth will help farmers across the state.
The potential could be huge for a lot of farms. You know, in a time when dairy farmers are struggling just to, you know, stay in business, and, you know, farming's tougher in Vermont. Yeah, this is a once in a generational thing, that something comes along that, wow, here's something that we could make money and you could get involved and learn while you earn.
But the excitement around Vermont's newest cash crop comes as both the federal and state regulations are still in flux. Even though the growth has been dramatic, state and federal regulators are still catching up, and the final rules have not yet been adopted. Stephanie Smith is with the Agency of Agriculture, and she says the draft rules on hemp cultivation were released earlier this year, and the rules are now in the public comment period.
The agency does want to get the rules in place. We would love to have them in place before harvest season for the purposes of clarity to all the players in the industry, farmers and processors alike.
The rules include a grading system, kind of like maple syrup, and there are benchmarks for purity and safety that Smith says will position Vermont as a major player in the hemp and CBD industry. Smith says once the state rules are in place, they will have to be accepted at the federal level.
The agency, by adopting these rules, is setting standards for the industry. And hopefully, if everybody plays by the rules, then it elevates the industry to producing a high-quality product, and that is traceable to a harvest lot on a particular farm. And so hopefully people will say, oh, Vermont's products are produced to this standard, and so the market for those products would be beyond our borders.
Even though CBD products are flooding the market right now, there's no requirement for independent third-party testing that would verify the potency of CBD and how much is in the product. And that's where companies like Northeast Processing in Brattleboro come in.
So we're coming into the analytical lab, and here you see different classes of instruments that we have to support our work and to support.
Carl Christensen is co-owner and CEO of Northeast Processing, which opened in the fall in an old commercial bakery. The company has the equipment to extract CBD oil from hemp, and it also has all the high-tech instruments to test the purity, strength, and chemical profile of the products. Christensen says he expects to process more than 400,000 pounds of hemp in the fall, and he says he'll probably run two shifts when farmers are ready to process their harvest. He says once the federal and state regs are in place, companies will have to test their products, and he expects his lab to pick up a lot of that business.
We're excited about the fact that regulations and the testing requirements will start to solidify the differentiation between quality material and material that's of lesser quality. Because in the absence of these requirements, everyone can say that they have high quality material, but it's hard to be able to differentiate yourself from another supplier in the marketplace because you can't point to a common set of data.
The FDA is expected to open up its comment period on using CBD in food and drinks this summer. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture just scheduled its first public hearings on the state rules for late June. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.